Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
God bless Onesiphorus. God bless all of those who stand true and loyal and faithful to support men of God, particularly those who are on the battlefield, in the forefront of the battle, like the Apostle Paul was. And God bless those who stand with them and help them and support them and encourage them, not because they are perfect men, but because they are fighting the battle for truth. Thank God for people like that. And greetings and welcome to this Wednesday, November 17 edition of the Beacon Broadcast, and thank God for those who help us financially maintain this radio ministry on this station. Most of you could not yourself lead a ministry like this. Most of you could not teach the Word of God on radio, but many of you could help those who do, and how I thank God for those who help us financially with the burden of maintaining the financial costs of keeping the Beacon Broadcast on the air. This is the way Paul put it in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. And you know very well how many things he ministered to me at Ephesus. Well, we are grateful for Onesiphorus. We are grateful for the Apostle Paul for making us aware of this man and commending him and pointing our attention to the things that he did, because that's very encouraging and helpful to us. And we see how much Paul was helped by the faithful support and loyal help of this one man. At a time when many defected and brought discouragement and added burden to the Apostle Paul, one man was unusually loyal, faithful, and zealous, and it almost sounds like his faithfulness more than balanced off the unfaithfulness of the others. One verse devoted to the defectors, three verses devoted to the defender. This one who had ministered to Paul faithfully in the city of Ephesus when Paul was there. This one who came to Rome when he heard that Paul was in Rome in prison and carefully sought him out, was not ashamed of his chains, ministered to him in his time of greatest need. He zealously sought him out and found him. He would not be content. He would not be denied. Though he found it, no doubt, difficult at times, he didn't get discouraged and say, I tried, but I wasn't able to find Paul. God knows I tried, so I did the best I could. And back he went. Not at all. He kept at it. He kept at it. He kept at it until he found Paul and was able to accomplish his purpose, namely, to provide real, tangible, meaningful ministry of a physical nature to the Apostle Paul, as well as spiritual encouragement. And this man, who apparently was now with the Lord, we don't know how he died, but apparently was now with the Lord, Paul, number one, prays down God's blessing upon his family, and number two, wishes him, desires for him, an apostolic blessing in the day when all of us shall stand before the Lord to give an account. Now, I need to talk a little bit more about the shared sacrifice of families of those who serve the Lord. And that's what Paul is making mention of here. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day. But what he said was, in verse 16, the Lord grant mercy to the household. To the household of Onesiphorus. The Lord grant mercy to his household. Blessing to his household. Merciful kindness and provision and consideration for his household. That household, whatever that consisted of, again, Paul doesn't spell it out, wife, children, whoever, that household who themselves shared in his ministry when he was ministering to the Apostle Paul in the city of Ephesus, and who made their own sacrifices in order for Onesiphorus to be able to serve the Lord. And that was probably all the more true when Onesiphorus left the city of Ephesus and went to the city of Rome at his own expense, no doubt. Financial sacrifice for him and his household, because whatever he spent on that journey was money they could have spent for something else, but they didn't. They made sacrifices too. And the time that he was away, a distance of some months at the very least, and if in that journey he died and never returned, what great sacrifice they made for the cause of Christ. Being without their husband and father and beloved friend for an extended period of time, being without the income that he normally would have earned if he had stayed behind and followed his normal earthly pursuits instead of leaving his home and going to Rome to seek out Paul and to minister to him. So his ministry to Paul was enormously significant and was enormously costly, and his family shared in that cost, and therefore they share in the blessing. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus. And thus I extend this apostolic blessing by means of the Word of God to those of you who in my radio audience today are in a similar situation. I'm talking to some pastors' wives. Only God knows the sacrifices you make to stand beside your husband as he labors in the work of pastoring. I may be talking to some missionary wives, and only God knows the sacrifices that you have made in order to go with your husband across the ocean to different countries and culture and circumstances to serve the Lord. Only God can weigh accurately the greatness of the sacrifices which you have made. I may be talking to some preacher's kids or missionary's kids who sometimes have not the best reputation. I hope you will have a good reputation for the Lord. I hope you will be faithful to the Lord and not bring shame to your family, and even more importantly, not bring shame to your Savior. But I hope churches will understand that many times preacher's kids and missionary kids are in a place of greater sacrifice and in a place of greater pressure, and sometimes are in a place to see greater inconsistencies among Christians between what they profess and how they act than perhaps are others, and maybe therefore we'll cut them a little more slack as they're working through these questions and hopefully coming to a proper resolution that these defects do not point to any defect in the Savior, nor any defect in the Christian religion, but only point to the fact that even sinners saved by grace are still sinners. On the road to sanctification, but not all the way there yet, and often say and do things that they should not do. But God bless those of you, those deacons' wives and families whose husbands are engaged in the work of the Lord and sacrifice much labor and much time that they could instead be spending with their families, but are willing to devote that to the work of the church. And you have had to make up the slack and to share in the sacrifice. God bless you. God bless you, wives and children of adult Sunday school teachers, or children Sunday school teachers for that matter, youth workers who devote time. Someone said the youth worker spent more time trying to rescue the stranger's children than he did his own. That's not good. You shouldn't do it to that extent. But sometimes people have unreasonable expectations. They think that husbands and fathers should be at home all the time, 40 hours on the job, and at home the rest of the time. And they sometimes unwisely resent any labors that are given to the Lord Jesus Christ that involve being away from the family, ministering to others. Well, God bless those families who are willing to make such sacrifices for the cause of Christ. I can think of my own children, and believe me, I don't hold myself up as an example of perfection at all. Far, far from it when it comes to being a father and a husband, for that matter. But God has been exceedingly gracious to me, and all four of my children, who are now adults, are walking with the Lord and following Him, and I trust will continue to do so. If they are genuine born-again believers, no doubt they will continue to do so. Undoubtedly they will continue to do so, and I trust they shall. But I'm very grateful for that, because there were times when I had my concerns. And thank God for a faithful wife who has been willing to sacrifice and to see her husband, sometimes spending more time and more hours and more labors on behalf of the church than perhaps he wisely should have, and yet did not resent that. I think of my oldest daughter, who one time when I was talking to her about some of the sacrifices that she has had to make in order to be a pastor's kid, a pastor's daughter, and to not have her father there for some of the things that her friends' fathers were there for. And her response was, "I've considered that a privilege to be able to make those sacrifices for the Lord Jesus Christ." Now that's the spirit, isn't it? And that's what Paul is talking about when he says, "The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus." The Lord grant mercy to his wife and children because they were willing to share him and willing to share in the sacrifice. And his labors on behalf of Paul were so important, so weighty, so significant, so timely, so needed, but they were not made without sacrifice of both Onesiphorus and his family. God bless that family. God reward that family. God uphold that family. God fill that family with joy and peace in knowing that they have contributed significantly to the cause of Christ. Yes, we need to be loyal and faithful to those who stand for truth, and we need to be loyal to God's men. And we need to realize that loyalty to the men of God is loyalty to Christ and to the Christian faith. And thank God for those who understand that. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.